As we enter into October, shortly after the autumn equinox, I have an offering of aligning with the balance of cosmic order. And this is working with the Neter Ma'at, who many may know as the symbolizing the scales. It was said that the heart of the soul was placed on the scales of Ma'at, and if the heart was seen to weigh as light as her feather, they had lived a life of virtue, of impeccability, authenticity. And so I think of this concept as the principles for being human, because we strive, and I don't necessarily enjoy using that word, but we strive to be true, to be grateful, to be our authentic selves, to live impeccably, to honor, to be compassionate, to be forgiving, and to be our best selves. But being human does come with a responsibility to also honor the discomfort of being human. And I've been sitting with this since the weekend, the autumn equinox, where we went from the energies of Virgo into Libra. And to relate that to the Neters, the Neteru, that's going from Nekbet, the vulture goddess, who is the one flying over the gate into your next great round, asking you, are you ready? Are you fully here, honoring yourself and me, Nekbet, the guardian of the great mysteries? Are you ready to circle round once more in integrity and to see life, your life, your precious time of existence and experience with the reverence it deserves? Are you ready to be responsible for everything? And from that we went into the arms of Ma'at to weigh our hearts as they are in that divine moment upon her scales. And so this is what I feel guided to share, is the 42 ideals of Ma'at. You may have heard of these, you may not. I guess you could see it as a way to live by. It would have been a way to live by, to live in Ma'at. So Ma'at was a word for living impeccably. But Ma'at, with a capital M, was the name of the goddess who was known to uphold these laws. And it's cosmic law. We're talking cosmic law and order. So cosmically, light and dark. Positive and negative, the opposing elements have to be accounted. And so we are then the microcosm, living that. And so just to take this into your heart, see how it feels as we move through this very potent portal of Ma'at after Nekbet asked us, are we ready? And so just softening into your body, into your heart space. But staying present enough to hear my voice. And with each of the 42 ideals of my art, I will speak them. And you speak them yourself. So I repeat, I speak them for you to know what they are and for you to speak them yourself. And you can do that out loud or silently. You may wish to call to Ma'at to be present, to witness you as you speak, your commitment, your dedication to being human. You may wish to call to your most trusted guides and companions, just readying yourself. Now I'll begin. I honor virtue. I benefit with gratitude. I am peaceful. I respect the property of others. I affirm that all life is sacred. I give offerings that are genuine. I live in truth. I regard all altars with respect. I speak with sincerity. I consume only my fair share. I offer words of good intent. I relate in peace. I honor animals with reverence. I can be trusted. I care for the earth. I keep my own counsel. I speak positively of others. I remain in balance with my emotions. I am trustful in my relationships. I hold purity in high esteem. I spread joy. I do the best I can. I communicate with compassion. I listen to opposing opinions. I create harmony. I invoke laughter. I am open to love in various forms. I I am forgiving. I am kind. I act respectfully of others. I am accepting. I follow my inner guidance. I converse with awareness. I do good. I give blessings. I keep the waters pure. I speak with good intent. I praise the goddess and the god. I am humble. I achieve with integrity. I advance through my own abilities. I embrace the all. And now inviting you, you may wish to do this in your mind's eye, or you may wish to move your body, whichever feels more connected. But I invite you to embody the scales of Ma'at. See yourself as the central column, as the stand, your body, your torso, your feet upon the floor. And if you were to place your arms out to your sides, they would be the tipping points, the arms of the scales. And noticing that when you visualize or stand and see yourself in this pose, the meeting point of the central column of the scales that touches the floor, the earth, and reaches up to the heavens, meets the arms of the scales at your heart space. That center point, that tipping point. It's all within your heart space, all accessible through your heart space. And now visualizing the feather of Ma'at, which mostly appears as an ostrich. Ostrich feather. And see this feather appearing before you and floating gently towards you until it places itself within your heart space. And knowing that you are human, you are a soul, you are divine, you are your heart-centered self, with compassion, with respect, with impeccability, with reverence. And you are love. And see that feather moving and growing and expanding with your heart space, reaching out far and wide. Expanding the ideals of Ma'at, radiating out all that it means to be human, to be compassionate, kind, forgiving, aware. And then thanking Ma'at, thanking yourself, and taking one last deep breath in and exhaling, and coming back into your space.